Heat transfer shapes our world in ways we rarely notice yet cannot live without. From the warming sensation of sunlight on your skin to the cooling system preventing your smartphone from overheating, thermal energy's movement follows precise physical laws that engineers have harnessed to build our modern world. This invisible dance of energy occurs through three fundamental mechanisms that often work together: conduction, convection, and radiation. Understanding these principles isn't merely academic, it's the foundation for technologies that define contemporary life. When you feel the handle of a metal pot heating up as you cook, you're experiencing conduction. When warm air rises from a heater to circulate through your home, that's convection at work. And when you feel warmth from a campfire without touching the flames, you're sensing radiation. These processes follow mathematical patterns that allow us to predict and control thermal energy, cooling what needs cooling and heating what needs heating, a capability that underpins everything from climate control to computing. Conduction is a microscopic relay race where energy passes from molecule to molecule without bulk movement of matter. This process occurs in all materials but dominates in solids. A metal spoon in hot soup quickly becomes too hot to hold, while a wooden one stays comfortable, because copper conducts heat roughly 20,000 times faster than plastic and 400 times faster than wood. Following Fourier's law, heat flux moves proportionally to the negative temperature gradient. In metals, free electrons transport energy, while in nonmetals, vibrations called phonons carry thermal energy through the material structure. Engineers leverage these variant conductivity rates across applications. Thermal conductivity is vital in electronics. Computer processors need efficient heat transfer to prevent overheating. Thermal paste fills microscopic gaps between processors and heat sinks, eliminating insulating air pockets. Similarly, home insulation uses materials with low thermal conductivity to trap air, slowing heat transfer. This understanding enables creation of everything from vacuum-insulated coffee mugs to spacecraft thermal protection systems. Convection transports thermal energy through fluid movement, unlike conduction's stationary molecular transfer. This process creates patterns from swirling cream in coffee to global weather systems. Two types of convection exist: natural convection, where temperature-driven density differences create fluid movement, like rising hot air, and forced convection, where external forces drive fluid flow, like a car's water pump circulating coolant. Convection's effectiveness depends on fluid velocity, surface geometry, and temperature differences, explaining phenomena like wind chill's enhanced cooling effect. Engineers apply these principles in designs from computer fans to power plant cooling towers. A critical element is the boundary layer, where fluid velocity and temperature change rapidly near surfaces. Understanding this layer's behavior is essential for applications from aircraft design to cooking, like when blowing on hot soup to accelerate cooling. Radiation transmits energy through electromagnetic waves that travel through vacuum. This is how the sun warms Earth across 93 million miles. All objects above absolute zero emit thermal radiation, with hotter objects emitting more energy at shorter wavelengths. The Stefan-Boltzmann law shows radiation increases with temperature's fourth power, meaning doubled temperature creates 16 times more heat transfer. This explains why hot objects glow. Wien's displacement law describes how objects change color with heat, from infrared through red to white hot. Surface emissivity determines radiation efficiency compared to a perfect black body. Polished metals have near zero emissivity, while dark, rough materials approach one. This is why emergency blankets use metallic surfaces to reflect heat, while solar collectors are dark to absorb sunlight. These principles power technologies like thermal imaging cameras, spacecraft temperature control, and non-contact thermometers. Heat exchangers are devices that transfer heat between fluids without mixing them. These thermal bridges are ubiquitous, from car radiators and refrigerator coils to building ventilators and power plant cooling towers. Heat exchanger designs vary by application. Parallel flow arrangements, where fluids move in the same direction, create gradual temperature differences. Counterflow designs, with fluids moving oppositely, maintain uniform temperature differences for higher effectiveness. Crossflow configurations, common in radiators and air conditioners, position fluids perpendicularly to balance performance with practical constraints. Modern heat exchangers use fins, corrugations, and microchannels to maximize surface area in compact volumes. A car radiator, for instance, can pack over 100 square feet of surface area into a lightweight package. The effectiveness NTU method helps engineers efficiently size and design these exchangers without complex calculations. Recent innovations include printed circuit heat exchangers with microscopic flow passages and 3D printed designs with complex internal geometries. These advances enable superior thermal performance in applications ranging from hydrogen liquefaction to computer chip cooling, showing how heat transfer principles continue driving technological progress. Phase changes between solid, liquid, and gas states are nature's most energy-dense heat transfer processes. When water boils or steam condenses, it exchanges latent heat without temperature change, absorbing or releasing 2,257 kilojoules per kilogram, about 7 times more energy than heating water from freezing to boiling. Boiling progresses through distinct stages. It begins with natural convection, advances to nucleate boiling with isolated bubbles, dramatically increasing heat transfer, and can reach film boiling at high temperatures, where a vapor blanket reduces heat transfer and risks equipment failure. Condensation occurs when vapor meets cooler surfaces. Film-wise condensation creates a continuous liquid layer that limits heat transfer, while drop-wise condensation forms discrete droplets that shed, achieving 5 to 10 times higher heat transfer rates. This drives research into hydrophobic coatings for various applications. These principles power technologies from refrigeration to heat pipes, devices that transport heat through evaporation and condensation. Two-phase cooling manages modern electronics heat loads, while phase change materials store solar energy, showcasing their role in sustainable technology. Heat transfer principles power innovations across diverse technologies, from everyday conveniences to groundbreaking advances. Their applications demonstrate how theoretical concepts solve real-world challenges. Thermal management in electronics illustrates this perfectly. Modern devices generate heat flux densities rivaling rocket nozzles, making effective cooling crucial. Without advances in heat sinks, liquid cooling, and phase change systems, the computing revolution would have stalled due to overheating. Building design applies these principles at scale. Energy-efficient structures use reflective roofing to reduce solar absorption, strategic insulation to minimize conduction, and optimized window placement to manage heat flow. Advanced HVAC systems control convection for comfort while maximizing efficiency. In medicine, heat transfer enables precise temperature control for hypothermia treatment and thermal ablation of tumors. Diagnostic tools like infrared thermography use radiation principles to detect inflammation and circulatory issues. The universality of heat transfer is remarkable. The same core principles apply to cooling quantum computers and protecting Mars landers. As we tackle climate change and energy challenges, understanding thermal energy becomes increasingly vital. This mastery continues to expand technological possibilities, enabling solutions that previous generations would have considered impossible.